So our tour is going to take us through the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, self-incrimination and double jeopardy clauses, the Sixth Amendment right to counsel, due process clause of the 14th Amendment, and our coming attractions are going to be resting in the land of Eighth Amendment capital punishment doctrine. One sort of strange thing about doing this presentation today is that the overwhelming majority of the criminal procedure cases that the court has heard this term have not yet been decided. I think we only have two decisions that I'm going to be discussing with you. So for the most part, the best I can do is kind of give you a sense of what's on the agenda of the court, what to be looking for, and what's at stake in some of these cases. So let's get started. At the top of the agenda, the Fourth Amendment. One thing sort of interesting about this term before the Supreme Court is that the Supreme Court was back in the Fourth Amendment business this term after a pretty light search and seizure docket last year. Four Fourth Amendment cases this term, only one of which has been decided, and we're still awaiting the court's final word and really some of the term's most watched cases across the board, and in particular in the Fourth Amendment context. I'll start with the case that the court actually has decided, and that's District of Columbia versus Westby, dealing with probable cause to arrest, the standard for probable cause, arising out of what was really quite a party in a vacant Washington, D.C., northeast Washington, D.C. house. The police are called to the scene of this vacant home. The scene, as Justice Thomas describes it in quite a sort of vivid narrative, is a bachelor party with no bachelor.